This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Fleeta Brown is a cancer survivor. Being a writer, she wrote her way through her illness and found that it gave her strength and courage on her journey back to wellness. Her book is called My Wobbly Bicycle, Meditations on Cancer and the Creative Life.
I had a blog that I had started maybe almost a year before the diagnosis, and it was mostly about writing and things involving writing. And so when I got the diagnosis, I didn't say anything about it in my blog for a while. And then after I came back from the surgery, I just thought, this is so much the center of my life now, there's no way I can keep writing without talking about that. So it sort of just became that. And there were so many people who started following my blog because, you know, they were interested in the progress and how this is for somebody who has a pretty serious cancer. And so that kind of kept me going. I just felt like there were people who wanted to hear. And, honestly, I did write a little bit of other things, some poems and some things while I was in treatment. But this became the most important writing I did. I would lie there in bed at night thinking of how I wanted to word something, and I know that it was just crucial for me. It was a way of pulling me out of that misery I was in at the time.
Mm. You know, before we talk more about it, is everything in remission, and are you well now?
I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Absolutely fine. It's been a little over three years since I ended treatment. And as far as I know, you know, of course, with cancer, you never know. But as far as I know, I'm fine.
Excellent. Excellent. I was wondering, as I was reading the book, and you describe it so well, the exhaustion, the fatigue that you went through. And I thought, this certainly reads like you're writing it as it happens. Is that true then?
Oh, yes. I was writing it as it happened, which is actually the interesting part of the book for me. A lot of people write about cancer, but it's not often that you get to see it step by step. And
right.
And in fact, you can kind of, somebody said to me, you can tell when you're fatigued because the writing gets kind of flat and then it picks up later.
And did you decide to leave it that way to add to the effect of it's happening now?
I just basically felt that the book needed to be an honest book, and I left it. I did, the only editing I did was to cut things out so that it wouldn't be tedious, because reading something week by week is a little different from reading it all at once. So
yeah.
The only editing I did was just an occasional phrase here and there, and then to cut some things out so there wouldn't be so much replication.
And what a good thing to have your husband there as a partner. When I read about his presence and even just feeling him in the background, I felt relief for you that, everybody needs somebody to pick you up.
Oh, it was so helpful. Just made all the difference in the world to have him there.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Fleeta Brown how cancer transformed her as a person and as a writer.
I'm very sure that I have much more empathy with people who have serious illness, serious pain. I probably just have more empathy in general. And I'm very much aware that I'm going to die,
More so than you were before. It becomes real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I start the book with talking about that a little bit, and the kind of crossing over that border of, we all know we're going to die, but we know it kind of intellectually.
Right.
And then to know it in your gut is different. So there's just a way that I think most people who have serious illnesses come to just accept that it's not like a cloud looming exactly. It's just a fact that that we're mortal, and I may never have this cancer again, and I certainly hope that's the case, but still I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And that just becomes much more, there's an awareness in the body of that more than I think I had before.
Is there any peace with it that comes with the awareness?
No, I think there's quite a lot of peace with it. But, you know, I've been a meditator for many years, and that makes a huge difference. As far as peace with it, I mentioned one point in the book that there was a time that I was kind of panicked because I thought that there was a sign that I had something that was bothering me, and I thought, oh, my God, here, I'm going to have it again, and I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so I followed a practice that's kind of a common Buddhist practice of following something through, following I sort of in my mind, I imagined every stage of my illness and death. And doing that was just kind of a wonderful sort of release. Okay, I see how that works. And I see that the fear is really more fear of fear. You know, it's not... Mm. When something happens to you, it just happens. But then we get also tangled up in all of our conversation with ourselves about it, that we get scared. We scare ourselves half to death.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, animals don't do that.
Yeah.
They just, if they're going to die, they just do it. And I think it's possible to have a lot less fear.
Here, obviously, you're writing a memoir of sorts or essays, but you do a lot more than that. Do you think of yourself more as a poet? Because you're actually a former poet laureate of Delaware.
That's a good question. I'm probably just a writer, but I've written a lot more books of poetry than I have. I do have a memoir other than this one that the University of Nebraska published back in 2010, I think. But most of my books have been poems, and the truth is, I get more excited about writing a good poem, but lately I've been really drawn to essays. I've been writing a lot more. So I'll eventually put together another book of memoir essays, I'm sure.
Mm.
So I'm just a writer.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Fleeta Brown, the author of My Wobbly Bicycle. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.